He didn't put one gift over another.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome move until redeeming. God with the CA.
You are
tuned
into the spiritual
part. But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus. Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what we call you.
Takes you further.
You were born in a manger.
This is the will of God, that we get this word of God, that we teach this word of God, and if the angels received a just recompense for their disobedience, they received a just recompense reward for their disobedience. They're held right now until the final say, till Jesus bring them before him again, then they be sentenced to prison down there with Satan. If we neglect this salvation that God has given us, we are going to have a just reward from God also. And we know that it is the will of God because verse 4 said so. It says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs. Listen to this. If you say healing and deliverance is over with now, then you better listen to what verse 4 says. It says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Those gifts of the Holy Ghost came from Jesus in the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter. He gave us gifts. When he ascended up into heaven, he gave us gifts and from the Holy Ghost. That's those same gifts, all those gifts of healing and deliverance and prophecy and all of those gifts, teachers and preachers and all those gifts, all those 9 gifts, and then there's some more in there. All those gifts was given to us by Jesus. And verse 4 said, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles. The gifts of miracles is still alive. And the gifts of the Holy Ghost are according to his own will. This is God's will. This is not the will of some man that's standing up in the pulpit. This is God's will. And God said this is his will, that we continue on doing these things, teaching and preaching the things that he told us to preach, not what we want to preach. So here's my point. The plan of salvation, it covers a lot. And for the church to know and understand, it is a process. And in each area of this plan must be taught if the people are going to grow up into God in all things. If we're going to be that house of power and authority, you know, to demonstrate the things of God, to be rulers with ability that God has provided for us, for the church. If we're gonna be that church, then we're going to have to go through that salvation plan that God has provided for us. Everything pertaining to life and to godliness has been given to us. So somebody have to teach it. So we're called to walk in this plan, to walk in faith, to live in it. It's the word of God, you know. It is the word of faith, which we teach and preach. That's what the word is. We teach and preach it. That's the only thing that we have, the Bible, the 66 books, you know. So, 2 of the major aspects of salvation is healing. So that's the point that I'm getting to. 2 of the major aspects of salvation is healing and deliverance. And of course, you know everything works by faith. Nothing can work unless it works by faith. So we have to get together, saints of God. And we have to always reinforce teaching on faith. This is how we get together, through our faith. And we have to always reinforce the teaching of faith, because it's so important. We have to live by it. We have to walk by it. We have to talk faith. We have to speak faith. We get our healing through faith. Everything comes through faith. If the church don't have faith, then nothing will work. Nothing will work for them. If we don't teach, and if we don't preach God's word of faith, then nothing will happen, and nothing will flow in the church, and nothing will flow through us, except it's by faith. So, saints of God, we have our work cut out for us. And so we want to teach on the subject of healing. That's what we want to teach on today, the subject of healing. Why it's important to teach on it, and the different ways healing is administered. These are the things we want to touch on. We're not going to give a complete teaching. We just want to touch on it, and we'll come back and reinforce it through other lessons. So we know we need faith, and you'll need to believe in order to receive the things from God. We have to have faith, because without faith, we cannot please God. You can't please him because you don't know how. And you don't know how to please him because you don't know the word. So healing is a major part of the atonement or reconciliation of mankind through Jesus Christ. And atonement simply means from wrongful. It means to be satisfying of redemption from a wrong or injury, or to make amends. And to make amends are to compensate for a loss, for a damage, or for injury. It means to make up for. Now, I kind of bumbled that a little bit, but that's what it means. So you can look it up for yourself, atonement. And God wants us to look through all of the salvation plan. And atonement is one of the plans that's in salvation. And the basic meaning of it is to make up for, to make amends for. And that's what God is doing for us through the salvation plan. Throughout, because we sin, Jesus didn't sin. He's making amends for us, showing us how to make amends for our sins so that we could get back on track and do the things that he would have us to do so that we could have eternal life with him. So the whole salvation package was God making amends for the sin and degenerate nature of man. Healing and deliverance from all sickness, diseases, and everything that would come as pain was included in the full gospel of salvation. So We know most church folks, they know a little about healing, but they don't know how to attain it. They don't know how to achieve it for themselves. This is why teaching is vital for the church. We have to teach on these things. So in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and 14, Paul said, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?" See, listen to this. If you're not going to believe it if you haven't heard anything about it. And all these are questions that he's asking. And he says, Paul said, "How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard?" They haven't heard the word on this. "And how shall they hear without a preacher?" You got preachers in the pulpit, but they're not preaching. Pastors, preachers, prophets, everybody that's handling the word of God for people, That's what you are set in the church to do. God set prophets, teachers, preachers, pastors, healers, deliverers, apostles. He put all these people in the church so that we could be taught the things that he told us them to teach, not what they want to teach. You know, sad to say, most churches believe in the gospel of salvation, but not the two main attributes of Jesus, which was healing and delivering people from sickness, diseases, afflictions, demonic attacks, devils. But most churches today, they don't even try to address those issues today. We have just as many sick folks, diseased, crippled, blind, mentally disturbed, mind-altering diseases in church folks, disability diseases, and so much more in the church today. We have just as many in the church as we do in the world. Pastors, preachers, and teachers, they're up on Sunday mornings. They're telling cute stories and pep talks and collecting money. Well, God knows what reason. And the real works is going undone. I'm not against churches and with stores and banks and investment operations and etc. But I do know this. There ain't no building gonna be up in heaven. You're not taking any bank building up into heaven. You ain't taking bank records up into heaven. They're just not gonna make it up there. You know, you as clergy are not going to get a well done from God being a great entrepreneur. Now that's part of it, but that's not what he called us to do. He'll take a great return on his investment on souls, and which Jesus died for. Now he's going to take a great investment of that. So as many souls as you can bring into the kingdom, that makes him happy, because that's what it's all about. A great businessman, a woman, you know, all that's fine and great, but what God is looking for is souls to be brought into the kingdom. You know, he wants his kingdom, authority, and rule to be happening here on earth. He wants his church to be an ownership of his spiritual plan, the spiritual things. He wants the church healed, delivered, set free from cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, dementia, and all of these mood disorders, mind disorders. He wants the youth set free from drugs and alcohol and from all these, from them not caring about him and neither the things of God. This is what God's church is for. This is what his church is for. This is what his church is about. And this is what we better get busy doing in the name of Jesus. So, saints of God, we're coming to you today with a serious lesson. And we know people haven't been taught about how it's God's will for them to be healed. They don't know how to look for healing scriptures in the Bible that they can help themselves. So there's no faith in them and in a lot of folks, because they haven't heard teaching on these subjects, you know, of divine healing, the spiritual gifts that God sent Jesus to deliver to us in this great salvation package. Yet it's yet to be unpacked in most churches. This salvation package, it's yet to be unpacked in most churches. Church leaderships, they don't have a great understanding of God's kingdom and the kingdom life. You know, they don't really understand the real purpose of healing. And we're going to get into that in our next session. We're going to start with, they don't have real understanding of God.